was a international phenomena that transpired.
Yeah, but mostly here in America.
But mostly here in America.
So
but
really people, in, but, Mexico.
Yeah, but I mean, people are still watching it because it's something, but it was very focused here. It was the eclipse this past week. It is the Mike and Molson Too Good for Radio podcast. And you know, with this podcast, we're going to turn it into something having to do with sex or poo. Even the eclipse. But it wasn't us that did it.
No.
This was Mexico TV, right?
Yeah, and this is kind of a, you know, what did you think was going to happen moment. So a news outlet in Mexico, as all the other news outlets were covering the eclipse and showing telescopes and people standing there with their glasses on, oohing and on and crying.
And it
was a really emotional thing. And during the broadcast, they said, hey, you know, if you're out and about and we want to see your eclipse, your live eclipse video.
You can't ask for that live. Like on the spot, because inevitably, I think what we think is going to happen happens.
I mean, I don't need to go much further. Where you go, all right, someone's going to take advantage of this.
Someone's moon showed up on TV, right? is that what it was?
But worse. Oh no!
But worse than the buttocks.
So the path of totality began out over the Pacific Ocean, makes it into Mexico, and the news station geared up, and. Said, hey, send us your live video. And it accidentally broadcast a video of a pair of testicles in the midst of its cut.
Nuts.
Yeah. In the midst of its coverage. Well, what was that? How do you mistake testicles for an eclipse? The video in question focused on a bright light. So if you're watching the video, all you see is this bright light, and you go, that's the sun.
It looks like the sun. It's orange in color and everything else. Good filter.
The video in question focused on a bright light before the testes dipped into frame, obscuring it. Can I read
Yeah, please do, because that is so eloquently put.
The video in question focused on a bright light before the testes dipped into frame, obscuring it. Presenters were left in visible shock after the clip and quickly worked to move on from the embarrassing moment. People took to social media to share their thoughts on the moment, which has since gone viral.
For a good reason.
Yeah. Someone calling it the scrotal eclipse, which I thought was a great...
scrotal eclipse of the heart.
Someone said, oh, come on, this could happen to anybody. No.
The dead giveaway, by the way, if you've not seen the video, to know it's balls... Is the hair coming off the sides of them. Like, it does start out, you go, oh, that looks odd. And then when the full nutsack gets into range, you go, oh, those are balls.
Yeah, make it a point to seek out the uncensored version to really appreciate what happened live on Mexican television.
Whoever sent that in... Really, that's a cinematographer that Hollywood wants to call.
Because it truly does look like just round, bright light that must be the sun from somebody's camera. And somehow this person, I don't know, is like
framed it,
squatting like a frog or something.
And just dips the testes.
They just slowly come in, and they do eclipse this light.
Yeah.
And it's just damn funny.
If they were trying to find a tutorial to see what you would see for the scrotal eclipse, that would be it. It was well shot, well put together.
Yeah, my initial thought was, oh, moon. Somebody's going to be somebody's butt.
Or, right, exactly.
Stick their ding-dong in front of the light. No, it's like these two plums.
The truck nuts just fall right there. Speaking of worldwide down there regions, according to science... They have found the country with the men with the biggest wangs. And they say that men in Ecuador have the biggest penises in the world.
Ecuador.
Ecuadorian penis is the biggest.
Yeah.
Smallest, Cambodian penis.
Okay.
By the way.
How much of a range are we talking here?
Well, they say it's a new, this is the figures that done. There's an interactive map if you want to check it out.
Oh, good. Am I going to get bummed out?
Where U.S. is?
No, in general, when they start talking about the sizes.
No. Ecuadorian have an average length, erect, this is erect length, of nearly 7 inches in Ecuador.
Damn.
They have the biggest. By the way, if you were wondering, where will the U.S. rank in all of this? Not great.
Okay.
We are in 60th place. The average erect penis in the U.S. is 5.4 inches.
Yeah.
So there you go. You may feel better about yourself right now, or you may not feel as great.
That's the number I've always had in my mind as sort of the universal average.
5.4?
When you roll them all together.
Yeah, we roll it all together. Britain comes in 68th place with an average penis size of 5.2 for their crumpets, as it were. Australia ranked 43rd with an average of 5.7 inches. Mexico, 5.87. As far as the smallest, Cambodian men are said to have a mean side of just under 4 inches erect.
Just under four, wow.
For the Cambodians.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I'm sorry for the Cambodian ladies out there. European countries with the largest penis size, the Netherlands in 9th place with 6.2 inches.
The Nether regions.
Yeah, the Nether regions of the Netherlands. France is at 6.18.
That's a baguette.
Yeah, and Italy at 16 was in 19th place. So Ecuador biggest, Cambodia smallest.
Look at my cannoli.
USA 60th. By the way, researchers found that countries with higher obesity rates tend to have smaller penis.
Yeah, I was wondering. If
which could explain the distribution of fat tissue.
Yeah.
Got to have good fat tissue to have a big old girthy whack down there.
Those nice healthy Ecuadorians.
The Ecuadorian penis there with their total...
their macadamia nuts.
Yeah, it all going on there. Ah. Yeah. Moving on.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, been a lot of talk, of course, of how much pollution goes into the air thanks to people with their jets and their private airlanes. And, you know, how do you offset the carbons?
Right.
Well, a commercial factory is turning human waste into sustainable aviation fuel, SAF.
Oh, okay. With the methane, I guess, is it going to run it on?
I don't know.
So they're taking waste.
They're going to develop a plant in England, and by 2028, you may be able to fly on a plane powered by poo. Poo-powered plane.
Poo-powered plane.
Wizz Air.
What?
W-I-Z-Z Air.
No, you can't be a poo-powered plane and then name your company after pee. Pick a lane. Pick a lane. It's either number one or number two. You can't be both.
Yeah, and I think Wizz Air... it's an airline that already exists.
Okay.
And it's one of those sort of, it's little short hops
Wizz Air.
Europe, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
It's
already a company.
It's already a company.
They're going to, Wizz Air is going to branch out into poo.
But they have reached an agreement to provide up to 525,000 tons of SAF, that's sustainable aviation fuel.
Crap.
Right. Over 15 years. The chief executive, James Highgate, said biosolids were, quote, kind of disgusting stuff, but, quote, an amazing resource.
You can't. Are you ever going to go and be like, you won't believe the biosolid I just dropped in that toilet?
Yeah. The plane better sound really funny flying overhead.
As it goes by. Is that the Wizz airplane? No, that's the poop Wizz airplane.
We're turning sewage into jet fuel. I can't really think of many things that are cooler than that. SAF production, again, that's sustainable aviation fuel, involves using about 70% less carbon than conventional jet fuel, but is several times more expensive to produce.
Poop is expensive to buy? Or I guess turning the poop into fuel is an expensive process currently.
I guess you can't just like back your RV up and put it into the plane.
Here's my chemical toilet.
There's a utility company that is committed to providing biosolids, a product of its wastewater treatment process, to Firefly as part of its initial pilot phase. And he said there was enough biosolids in the UK to satisfy half of the mandated SAF demand in 2023.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere in the world where there are people, there's poo, according to an executive.
Wow, what a dynamite drop in. Really? People shit? Oh, yeah. My God. Part of my language, but wow.
Wizz Air says, said finding sustainable fuel was crucial to reducing carbon emissions, and they're excited to ramp up the SAF production.
Just
accelerate your poo.
Yeah, just take someone to, you know, you can easily just take someone to, I don't know, Chili's too inside the airport, you can ramp up that production.
You know, there's always this thing about you can't profit off of your own body parts. Like, I can't sell a kidney.
Right.
Even though someone's making money off of it.
You know, yeah. Okay.
Can I collect my poo in a bucket and give it to these guys?
You probably can.
Get a couple of bucks? Like, you know, like when you take your cans in to get recycled?
I don't know if international shipping will allow you to ship that, although maybe what you could do is send away for all those poop in a box things that they have now to see if you have the colon cancer. Just keep asking to be able to collect samples and take those boxes, and instead of returning them to the actual sample center, send them over to Wizz Air.
Well, because it occurs to me, as the article says, if there are people, there is poo. You would think we would all be able to...
hustle and profit off of poo.
Something.
I think, you know what?
Got it.
You may be onto something.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to go have a colonoscopy, collect all that and then send it over there.
You can make, that's your Christmas bonus.
Exactly. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Well, staying on poo...
Please.
And the fart sounds that should emanate from a Wizz Air plane, Marilyn Smith, a cookbook author and self-proclaimed queen of fiber, recently took to TikTok to explain her and her husband's nightly ritual of fart walking.
Fart walking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fart walking. She says, you fart when you walk. That's why I named it that. The purpose of the 10-minute fart walk an hour after you eat, according to Smith, is to help reduce the risk of diabetes by getting all the gas out of your system.
Gas causes diabetes?
Apparently, according to her. According to self.com, there is some validity to this claim. When you're moving, your GI tract is also moving, says Dr. Lisa Ganju. This helps trigger gut motility or movement of your intestines, which is essential for properly breaking down food.
I'm doing it in my chair right now. I'm just
there you go.
Wiggling back and forth.
You're doing your fart wiggle?
Yeah.
Do a little fart wiggle going on there. They say there needs to be motion to help move your food along. Now, when you're walking and moving around, you're basically helping the motility of the digestive tract. Research backs this up. Post-meal activity has been shown to speed stomach emptying and colon transit.
Makes sense.
Helps you crap.
Colon transit.
I'm going to call it that now.
Yeah.
I got a real good colon transit going on.
I got to catch the 724 on the colon transit.
Yeah, got it. Beep, beep. Coming
expected
through.
Downtown.
And according to a separate study in the American Journal of Gastroenterology, even mild activity after a meal was enough to significantly reduce bloating. What's more, boosting your gut modality, moving the food out quickly, can also help with heartburn or acid reflux. So fart walking is a thing you should be doing.
Yeah.
Wait an hour after eating, go for a nice little fart walk, clear up the neighborhood.
Take it outside so you're not mucking up the house.
Right, exactly. Have you ever had the situation, though, when you are exercising?
Right.
Where it does, like, I've noticed whenever I try to do an ab workout, like doing 10-minute abs, like 5 minutes through, you're just like, you're doing the crunch or whatever it may be, and it's just like, you just rip one.
Yeah.
And you're like, God, thank God I'm doing this at home on YouTube and not in the middle of a class.
Well, you talk about the what is it, the colon...
colon transit.
Colon transit?
Yeah, the colon transit.
You know, have you ever seen those marathoners?
No.
They get going, and all of a sudden, it's like, things are moving, and
yep,
I can't stay.
I gotta go.
Uh-oh.
Gotta go.
It does. It kind of gets it into place, ready for launch.
There's a famous story from a wrestler talking about running the Chicago Marathon, and he had not trained properly, and he came from an international flight. He had promised his sister, and at like mile 23, same thing, had to go, ran into this Port-O-John. No toilet paper, but he found a Dunkin' Donut napkin and he took care of it, closed the door, you know, walked out, and another woman running in was like, is there toilet paper in this one? And as a jerk, he goes, sure, yeah. And lets her just dump in there a real jerk move by that particular individual. But yes, if you're wondering why you're feeling bloated after eating, wait an hour, go for a nice little fart walk.
As the
weather gets a little bit
wave
nicer.
Wave at the neighbors.
Yeah, hello.
How's the fart walk going?
Good.
It's fine.
Colon transit going well? Yep, hope to hit the 820 train.
Let's go to Iowa.
All right.
Where a poor man had to call the sheriff.
For what?
Because he was lying there getting some acupuncture.
Okay.
And the acupuncturist did all the needles and wherever all the...
Ever done that?
I have.
Does it work?
It worked for me. I was having some really bad back pain.
Okay.
And it was not only acupuncture, but they connected some electric stims to it.
Ooh, okay.
And just like really went to town. It was really weird, but it actually kind of did what it was supposed to do.
Okay, I've never tried it, but I've been intrigued.
Yeah. So, you know, you got
all
those
the needles are placed and everything.
And then the acupuncturist decided to go home to take a nap because you leave it in for a while.
Okay.
And never returned.
How do you leave the place of employment and shut it down and be like, gonna close, just to let you know, I know there's needles in you,
yeah,
but I'm gonna go home, you just relax, I'm gonna go home, take a nice little nap, and I'll be back. I'm going to shut everything down.
Yeah, I mean, just go in the office and close your eyes for a minute and set a timer. But he just went home, and the guy suddenly realizes, like, hello, hello. There's nobody there.
Oh, no.
So he had to call the sheriff's office.
First of all, then if you're in the sheriff's office getting that phone call, that seems like a crank phone call, does it not?
Right.
Of like, you're never going to believe this, but I swear I need help. Sure you do, buddy.
According to records in Iowa, on June 12th, a male patient went to the Rock Rapids office of Xiaodong Dave Wang.
What? Dong Wang?
A state-licensed acupuncturist.
Xiaodong Dave Wang. Okay.
This everybody, looks legitimate.
Everyone Xiaodong Wang Dang Tong tonight.
According to the board, Wang inserted the acupuncture needles into the man's body
ta-da!
And then exited the Wang acupuncture clinic and went home. The patient took the needles out.
Is that what that would help the people of Ecuador, the Wang acupuncture? Sorry. Continue on. This poor man.
It's the man's name.
Yes, that poor man.
You know. He can't control what Wang means here and doesn't mean over there.
Wang dang dong.
But how long do you have to be in America before you go, oh, yeah, my name is... synonymous with penis.
Yeah.
So the
poor guy at Wang Acupuncture.
Yeah. The patient waited in the office for an hour and a half for Wang to return. Even called him and couldn't reach him on the phone.
Oh, wow. Wang was really dormant.
Wang was out. The Board of Medicine charged Wang with professional incompetence, alleging Wang failed to exercise a degree of care. And at the same time, the board filed charges against Wang and agreed to settle the case with a warning and a $500 penalty.
No. Wang got off light.
Yeah. His license was Wang got his license in 2018, was set to expire.
So the cops did show up and help this guy?
Yeah.
Eventually? Or was there like a wellness check on Wang?
I don't know if they ever found. Yeah, I guess they found him because they had to.
They poked the Wang? Get up. Get up. Get up. Who among us hasn't had that happen?
You know, if you're walking into the door of the Xiaodong Dave Wang acupuncture office, you go, maybe I'll try next door.
Yeah, maybe try next door. And finally, here in the Mike and Molson Too Good for Radio podcast, a new segment called Rude Nude.
Rude Nude.
We begin at Rude Nude in Louisiana, where police in Sidel, Louisiana, are asking for the public's help in finding a woman carrying an axe at a campsite. A man called police telling them he had been chased out of the wooded area by a woman who was naked and carrying an axe. Wouldn't that throw you off a bit?
It doesn't arouse me.
No, the woman the guy happened upon this nude woman. She then raised the axe over her head and began to chase the man. As he ran, he said the woman was close behind him, but he was able to outrun her and make it to his vehicle. The woman was last seen walking down a public road, still unclothed. An arrest warrant has been issued for charge of aggravated assault, obscenity, which was a secondary offense.
Oh, the obscenity was a second person?
Yeah, exactly.
Being swinging the axe was the big issue.
Yeah, exactly. Being nude with an axe. But here's the thing, right? There was a moment, because he's a man and it's a nude woman, where he thought,
this is kinky.
Right, exactly. Where's this going? Yeah. Just for a second.
She seems freaky. I'm kind of into this.
Just transfixed, no matter what kind of boob it is.
Right.
Because it's a man involved, when a boob is shown, oh, boob, and what's going on with you? And then it was like, and how long did it take before he turned and ran?
That's a really good question, because you're right.
It's not like she was hiding the axe somewhere, I don't think.
For a moment, he's transfixed.
Because there's boob.
And was so
what's going on here? Yeah. I've read about this.
What's going on?
Yeah, deer penthouse form. I was out in the wood with a naked woman, and then the next thing I know.
You're right. It would be very interesting to know what this frame of time was before he went, oh, this is bad.
And what is the likelihood of he saw boob, the axe makes an appearance, and he made, if you want to chop some wood, and made that joke before he turned around.
Right. How many buttons on his shirt did he unbutton before he realized
there was at least four unbuttoned. Yeah. The belt was undone.
Yeah.
That's why it happened.
He was doing the thing where he's hopping on one foot trying to get his sock off.
Yes, that's exactly what was transpiring before he realized this is not going the way.
Crap.
Oh, no, this is not the way it should go. next up in Nude Rude, we have a guy from Dublin, Joseph Davis, who appeared before Judge Mary Quirke at a weekend sitting of the Dublin District Court, but he showed up nude and refused to wear clothes because his emotional support cat went missing after a traffic stop arrest. Mr. Davis was charged with Road Traffic Act offenses of failing to give his details and not keeping the car stationary during an alleged incident. Judge Cork heard the motorist refused to wear clothes when brought to the courthouse. She demanded him in custody with a consent of $200 bail, directed medical attention, and asked to find out what happened to his cat. Mr. Davis entered the courtroom naked with his hands over his private parts. But within seconds, he stood with his arms outstretched to argue his case after rejecting the service of lawyers, telling them to F off. Yeah. Where's my cat?
Your Honor, I would like this court to know. So if I understand correctly, he couldn't get dressed because his emotional support cat
went missing after the traffic stop.
Which suggests to me, and I'm not a doctor, but that his issue is it's incumbent on the cat to be there for him to get dressed.
Correct.
Which means every day that poor animal
has to see him nude.
Has to go, all right, I'll watch while you get dressed.
That's the rude
nude. I think the issue there really is animal cruelty.
Correct. That should be added an extra charge.
Yeah.
Telling everybody, I'll be my own defense lawyer, thank you very much.
I mean, if I'm getting changed and my cat walks in the room, it's like, hey, buddy, get out of here for a second.
Right, right, exactly. There's private time.
And even the cat knows, oh, sorry about
that.
My bad,
didn't mean to see that. That's my fault. You don't watch me licking myself, I won't watch you dressing yourself.
Yeah, that's not the appropriate use for an emotional support animal.
That's the accord we should have reached. Moving on in Rude Nude, let's go to Tokyo, where the Metropolitan Police Department arrested 58-year-old Suganami Ward for allegedly rubbing his buttocks against a water tap. The man has admitted to the charge, saying he did it, quote, to satisfy his sexual desire.
Go on.
The sources said he suspected of rubbing his anus against a water tap at a park around 2:20 a.m. on April 1st.
Right.
The park halted the use of the water tap and plans to replace it. Thank God someone with some voice of reason there. There's no way you can use anus water tap after that.
And here's a perfect example of the differences between the sexes.
Yes.
Because if there's a woman and she's grinding on something, we're all going to go, say, what's going
You're
on?
You're not there.
Right. But a dude drops his pants.
Drop it, starts rubbing his
starts,
anus
you know, puts
on
his butt up on top
all
of
over
her.
That.
It's like, hey! We use that.
Yeah, that's right. At around 3 a.m. on that day, a police officer found the man riding a bicycle with his lower body exposed. Put your pants back up, man.
Right.
He just got his dang out on the bike. I guess if his sexual desire is rubbing his anus on the water tap, also a sexual desire would be taking a bumpy bike ride nude from the waist down.
Yeah.
The man was arrested on suspicion of public indecency after a picture of himself taken naked at a park was discovered on his phone. Boy, that guy's got a lot of weird kinks. That's for sure. Up next in Rude Nude, we go to Florida, where a Florida man told police he was allowed to be drunk and disorderly as he sat naked in a trash can on a public sidewalk.
Sat in a trash can.
Yeah, public St. Petersburg cops alleged that Willie James Weeks, spelled, by the way, W-Y-L-Y,
okay,
was intoxicated, unsteady on his feet, and smelled of booze when they discovered him late Saturday evening in a downtown street. He was extricated sans clothes from a corner trash can and arrested for disorderly intoxication and resisting an officer without violence.
Was it one of those public trash cans like you see there at the corner? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One's for recycling and one's for naked guys?
And one's for his dangus. In addition to claiming that he could not be punished for his take on Oscar the Grouch, he said he didn't have to bribe officers with his name or demographics. I don't have to tell you my name or my demographics, officer.
Uh-oh.
He yesterday pleaded guilty to both counts, fined $520. His rap sheet overflows with theft, disorderly conduct, panhandling, criminal mischief, and other misdemeanor convictions. One of his prior busts came after Weeks and a male friend were spotted drunk and naked on a Tampa street after they exited a bar. So that's something he likes to do, just get hammered and then spread his nude all around places, including a trash can.
And $520 is the fine for that?
For sitting nude in a... Can you imagine...
He's not going to learn his lesson.
Can you imagine just trying to throw something away? Sorry, occupied.
Mm-hmm. Trash can's full.
Yeah, trash cans. Don't be throwing that in here. I'm taking a bath.
Oh, my gosh.
And finally in Rude Nude, this one, the ending of this story. It's a terrible story about a man just revealing himself to people who didn't want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing the old flashing thing. This takes us to Denver, where, according to police, the first exposure from this man took place at the Regional Transportation District on February 28th. The second exposure was reported to have taken place April 1st at Union Station. So he likes to go public transit, just whip it out. Here's where it goes off the rails for me. Police describe the suspect as white or Hispanic male.
All right.
between 22 and 49, weighing approximately 180 pounds and standing anywhere from 5'11 to 6'5.
Okay. Might be a white guy with a tan. It might be an old Mexican dude.
Maybe. What?
Right.
How do you not have more parameters than maybe he's Hispanic, maybe he's white, maybe he's 22 to 49, maybe he's 5'11, maybe he's 6'5? The only thing they know for certain is he's 180 pounds and he whips his penis out when you're traveling around Denver.
And really, someone's weight is the hardest one to guess.
Correct.
Of all the things.
That's
you can look at a person and go, oh, he's probably about 6 foot.
That's the most specific one they have.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is.
You can look at a person and go, eh, probably in his 20s.
22 to 49.
22 to 49.
5'11 to 6'5. Do you know how different that is?
Hugely different.
Yeah. Either Michael Jordan or a little bit taller than Spud Webb. We're not quite sure. How do you not have more specifics on the penis show or on the Denver Transit?
How indeed.
Good Lord. People and their rude nude. Keep your nude in the bedroom and don't bring your cat into it.
But apparently
it
was showing enough where you could go, eh, I'm going to say 190 pounds, 180 pounds. That's about right.
There was enough stomach coming over it that he may be a little bit on the obese side, but I couldn't tell you more about him.
That's, you know what, that's the other thing is, if he's 5'11 and 180 versus 6'5 and 180 probably looked pretty svelte.
Yeah, exactly. That guy looked pretty ripped. But 5'11, 180, and also, hey, at 49, 6'5, 180, good on you. You're
he's
almost 50 and you're
doing all right.
Fit as a fiddle with your penis showing everywhere. But you're 22.
I would too.
But you're 22, 5'11 and 180. Maybe keep your dick in your pants.
Right, and eat a salad.
Yes, good Lord. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is this week's Mike and Molson Too Good for Radio. And only if agreed upon will she like it too.